three games in, Dr. McKenna Cup, and three wins for Tyrone. What do you make of them so far?
Tom, I've seen them twice this year already. It's kind of like a deja vu situation again from last year. Mickey has decided, well, he's obviously, he's brought in I think a few more fresh faces this year than he's probably done previously, Tom. And in fairness, he's used them all. And I suppose looking at them, our style of football hasn't changed much, Tom, but, you know, there's a good few new faces in there. Well, old faces are back as well. The likes of, like, he's got Conall Grugan back in, and he's got Kyle Coney back in. That's like, they're old faces, and then obviously he's brought in the new lads. There's a lot of new lads in there, young lads that are playing well, like young Canavan come in. There's a young Rory Sludden come in. You know, there's young Moynihan. There are all plenty of young lads coming in, and in fairness, he's used them all, Tom. And I was at, especially the Jordan team match I was watching, was, you know, they played well. So I'm sure he's happy enough about the way they are at the minute, where they've come in and they've played well. But I suppose, you know, we've seen this all before, Tom. As the move into a league situation, you know, it goes back to the tried and tested, and unfortunately that's the way it'll be for these lads, unless somebody makes a big show maybe tomorrow or tomorrow, and maybe in the week coming into it.
Yeah. In the final. Are you a little disappointed there's not a change in style?
Pardon, Tom?
Are you a little bit disappointed there isn't a change in style?
Tom, the McKenna Cup for me would be the time to change stuff or try stuff, and but suppose you have to deal with teams that set up against you too, like especially against Jordanstown and Fermanagh as well. The Fermanagh match, they were very, very, very defensive, and I suppose there's not much you can do there, Tom. If you're trying to break down the defence, there's nothing new on what you have to do there. You have to play it around and play it around until eventually you get through. So that doesn't change. But I would like to have seen Mickey try something different. You know, as I say, with the new, that new mark that's at full forward end, for instance, like, you know, what harm would be to throw in, like, there's a new, we have a new lad there, young Brian Kennedy, 6'4", you know, big lad, and he played very well against Jordanstown. He was catching ball all around the middle of the field, Tom. He was thrown as a very, very physical, strong lad. You know, why not throw him in there full forward, you know, throw the ball in and try out this new mark rule, and like, you know, every time the ball goes in, if he catches it, you know, he's in a scoreable position, Tom, to knock over the bar. So, you know, them the kind of things I thought he might have tried, but, you know, maybe he has that in his mind for further down the road. I don't know, but yes, McKenna Cup, Tom's the time to try stuff. He's obviously trying out the new players, and you know, and he's happy enough probably about the way the new players have come in and played well. You know, I was watching young Darren McCallivan, Tommy, like, it's just a carbon copy of what Peter was about. His vision and his scoring ability with left and right. You know, he's going to be an amazing player, but he's still very, very light at the minute. You know, Mickey's bound to be very happy with what he's found and a lot of young lads coming through. But, you know, there's a system of play, Tom, that needs to be looked at. You know, we have to still remember we got to an Ireland final last year and got very, very heavily defeated again. So, you know, if Mickey wants to, you know, if he wants to move on and better his the year before, which is usually what your goal is, well then Mickey needs to be thinking about all Ireland's, and he has to think about change in some way or another. You know.
You mentioned Kyle Coney back. How is he shaped up?
Kyle played. He played in against Jordanstown. I thought he played very, very deep. I don't know again what was going on there, but Kyle Coney for me, Tom, is a man that needs to be in around the square. You know, he's got a lethal left foot. He was very, very useful, Tom, in his distribution. Like, he seemed to be playing like a wing half back position for me. You know, he's lined out obviously a forward, but he was in around the half back line, Tom. And again, it's his distribution that was good. He scored a couple of points, but I felt it's not the place for him. But again, he was playing a role that he was obviously being instructed to play, so I don't know really what his setup. But I'm glad to see him back in, because he's a big physical lad too, Tom, and he's very skillful, and he can adapt to a lot of situations. And I'm glad he's back in, and he had a good year at club level this year with our bow. So, you know, for him to be back in, I'm glad to see it. Young Rory Sludden, Tom, brother of the other Sludden.
Right, yeah.
I was very impressed by him in the couple of games as well. I thought him very good. He's very, you know, there seems to have a great engine. He's got a great ability to move around, and he's, you know, he was a great tackler. Like I like him as well. He's a good addition as well to the team. Like he, you know, that's a lad that I would have known not much about, you know. And then Conor Rugan played very well around the middle of the field. He got man of match against Jordanstown. So we'll say, you know, Mickey will be happy with you know, his finds. And then young D.D. McGrew's back in again. He's had a bad year for injury. He came back in and he's played very well there again. So obviously we've lost the likes of young Bradley this year. So there has to be men to be added there. But anyway, in the full forward line, he's got them couple of additions. And of course, you know, our local Ahi Ironman, I'm glad to see him in, Benny Gallen. Benny's he's notoriously flamboyant in his goalkeeping, Tom. He plays more outfield than anybody. But he's now in the panel as well because O'Neill has retired and Mickey needs a reserve, obviously. So, you know, when he's in there and he's worth his place, he played very well against, you know, his kick-outs were very, very good against Jordanstown. So, and I just see he's lined out for Sunday. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he gets on, but he's definitely a very, very good keeper. He's a great stopper and he's very, very good on his kick-outs. So, again, another good addition, Tom. So, things are looking good that way, but at the bottom line is, again, we go back to league form, Tom. Whenever the league comes around, we're going to be looking at, you know, to probably the older players coming back in, the likes of Peter Hart come back in there, and you know, the older guys coming back in will be what's going to happen, and hopefully, you know, some of the finds will be useful.
Yeah.
But time will tell with them, Tom.
And tell me, what do you make of the team for tomorrow? I suppose it's a mix of experienced and inexperienced.
Well, he's introduced a few of the older heads, but he still has. See, Brian Gallen. I didn't get reading the full team, but I've just heard it announced. But young Gallen's and goalkeeper and goals there, and he's pulled in a couple of lads from Jordanstown.
Michael McKernan and Lee Brennan and Frank Bourne.
Well, they were the two players that stood out for me against Tyrone. Tom McKernan was very, very good, and Lee Brennan has scored. He came on, he scored 6 or 7 points. So, you know, it's good to see him in. Like, Lee Brennan needs to get a run, Tom, because he had an unfortunate year last year with injury and sort of didn't. It hampered his year. And you know he was. They were hoping big things of him last year. So, but anyway, hopefully. Although to me, he seemed to be strapped up against us, against when he's playing for Jordanstown. So I don't know what way he is. He's got this hamstring injury that I don't know how it is with him. But he seemed to be strapped up. But he needs to get a run, Tom, and get a run. And, you know, especially in the league coming through to see. You know, he hasn't been tested, in my opinion. He's played well in games, but Tom, he needs to be tested and. To be in good shape, number one, and then to be tested, you know, for his ability to win ball and get the ball to the bar, that's what's needed of him. Mm. You know, so, you know, he's a man that we need to see if he's up for it.
Facing a Derry side you've beaten already in the competition, though they've put two good results back-to-back since.
Again, I've seen the Derry match, Tom. They were poor. They were poor the first day, but they were just getting back together, and obviously they've lost a couple of their top players to the colleges. There'll be a different animal on Sunday, Tom. Definitely, and I think Derry football is starting to look up a bit. You know, they're getting a couple of results at club level. You know, coming through. There's players, young lads coming through. A couple of young lads from Korea, and I see scored a big amount of the last day. So, I think Derry's coming, Tom. They're coming better. They're going to be a different force this year. We have them in the first round of the championship, so they're going to be well used to us again. You know, they've got had us once already. They have us again now, and. You know, they'll learn a lot. So, you know, there's always that worry that the more you play somebody, the more you learn from them. And for Mickey, I'm sure he didn't want to see Derry, but unfortunately he has them now and he has to do a number on them again.
Yeah.
But I think, Tom, this is going to be a different game for us on Sunday. I think Derry will be up for it, well and truly up for it. You know, they have to look across the border and say, well, wait a minute, there's nothing different about us. You know, we can go and beat these boys if we want to. And I think that's the attitude they've taken this year. And it's going to be a tough year for Tyrone and Derry again. So, like...
Having said that, you know, the recent record over the last few years would show that Derry have some ground to make up. You'd expect Tyrone to come through on Sunday.
Oh, you would, but you know, you have to face facts. They're, you know, they're in Division 4 for a reason, Tom. But for them, the only way is up. Look, if you're going to be realistic about it, you have to say Tyrone are still competing at the highest level, and if we can't, you know, take Derry, for instance, on Sunday. Well, then there needs to be questions asked why and what's going on and stuff like that. So, of course, but I suppose you don't want to sound too cocky in these days, especially this time of year, because you could say something, Tom, and somebody could throw it back at you and have a laugh at you come summertime.